This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy, pausing to look at statistics that come routinely from Wall Street. What is to be done about this whisper, now a shout, recession? U.S. households turned cautious at the end of last year, 2022, cutting spending during the holiday shopping season, increasing savings, adding to, quote, signs of an economic slowdown. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, PCE Price Index, the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of inflation, rose 5% in December from a year earlier after increasing 5.5% in November. So it's declined. That sounds like a good thing. So I bring in my favorite permabear, Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's magazine, now a novelist, who has been correct. The first half of 22 was ugly. The word ugly is inadequate to what happened. The second half of 22, starting around a month before the midterm, has been in rally mode, and the rally continues. Jim, this slight improvement in the PCE price index from 5.5% in November to 5% in December, are we celebrating? Is the monetary policy at the Federal Reserve vindicated? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, John. I mean, it's bringing relief, some relief to all of us, except in the supermarket. You know, if you go to retail stores or the, you know, online to the Costco's of the world, you're going to see some pretty good discounting right now. So that's a good sign that some prices are moderating. But you mentioned, I'm a perma bear when it comes to the Fed's ability to fight inflation. I think it's done a good job of dampening down inflation with the tools it has at hand. But the man that we all love to mock, President Joe Biden, back in June, blamed the inflation on supply chain problems and was laughed out of the room. But I got to tell you that from my seat, supply chain problems do contribute significantly to inflation. And so that even as the Fed raises interest rates and strangles us, strangles our ability to buy some things, makes it more expensive to buy houses and cars, makes it more attractive to park money in a bank because CD rates and saving rates are going up. Even as that happens, I see inflation in various segments of the economy because of the supply chain problem. And that includes, by the way, the employment shortage, which is only a problem that the Congress can rectify with sane immigration reform.
Jim, anecdotes from across the country. I recently traveled to the nation's capital. You've been traveling as well. Do you see the slowdown? What I report out of Washington is staffing shortages at hotels and very light foot traffic, especially very few diners in midday in Washington. Do you see similar signs of people hesitating to spend money and preferring to work from home and order in?
Yes, and I see signs of businesses being ultra cautious about hiring new people and investing new money. Now, you know, this is only an anecdote. You know, I drove from Lancaster, Pennsylvania to Valparaiso, Indiana, which is about 750 miles each way, to see a new grandchild. Across the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the Ohio Turnpike, the Indiana Turnpike on a Thursday, there was hardly any traffic, including trucks. I mean, there were a lot of trucks, but not nearly as many as when I made a similar trip 6 months ago. Coming back on a Saturday, when you expect truck traffic to be light, there were hardly any cars. I mean, it was no white knuckle driving. When I went in the stores in the Midwest, my wife wanted to do a little shopping. You couldn't find an employee. They've cut back significantly on their hires. They've slashed prices on clothing. So I see signs, and in fast food restaurants, the number of employees is down. I think customers are down, except at like Chick-fil-A, which is, you know, who knows? They'll never have a Chick-fil-A without a line out front. But to me, it looks like the economy is significantly softening, or segments of the economy are significantly softening.
The question about the consumer, that's what this indicator right now, the consumer is pulled back. Jim, that feels like we're listening to Wall Street keep telling us a recession is coming, a recession is coming. There are jobs everywhere. There's reason to believe that the tech layoffs that have captured the top line from reporting these last months do not reduce those firms to pre-pandemic level. They cut back some, but they still have more people working there than they did before. So is there a recession? The Atlanta Fed says we have a 7% GDP right now in the first quarter. We're only 1 month in. Is there a recession? Must we have a recession, or can we simply say we've slowed our spending? We consumers are 70% of the GDP.
It's a partial recession. You know, there are going to be recessions in some industries, and others are not going to feel it at all. I'll give you an example. Trucking industry. There's a shortage of the cabs, the tractor trailers that haul the trailers. Some of the manufacturers say they've sold out an entire year of production in advance. You look at Tesla. Tesla had record sales last year. It seems rocky going forward, but they're still optimistic about developing. They're talking about developing useful robots for the home. People want to buy houses. I mean, housing construction is down because the builders are reluctant to invest a lot of money going forward as the Fed raises interest rate. But at the same time, there's a lot of cash on the sidelines that wants housing. So what I see developing is the stagflation, which you talked about 6 or 7 months ago, in which the Fed triggers a recession in various segments of the economy. But other segments with products that we all want continue to raise prices because it's simply too many dollars chasing too few goods. They can't hire enough people to increase production. They can't get enough parts to increase production. So the prices remain elevated. And this, again, Congress is to blame for a lot of this because we need intelligent workers from overseas and we're not getting them because there's no reform.
The rally on Wall Street. Last year, you said there will be a rally historically starting before the election, and it is continuing. The S&P 500 has been rallying. I noticed that the most beat up and hated stocks on Wall Street, that would be the high tech companies, have been rallying since the first of the year. And you've indicated it'll continue till May. Do you want to change anything about that prediction? You have about a minute.
It could last a little bit beyond May, but no, since October 1st, midterm election year cycle, the market is up 14%. For the whole year, it's down 20%. I think that by the end of this rally, we'll probably break even, and then you're going to want to get out of the market for a while. My one prediction that I'll alter is I thought a recession would start in the third quarter. I think maybe the fourth quarter and into 2024, because I think the Fed is a little bit too tenuous. They should be more aggressive on this next rate increase and really clobber that section of the economy. But because they're not, it's going to help fuel the kind of inflation I was talking about in different segments. So, hang on to your portfolio until, say, June, and then run for the hills.
Jim, if the president announces for reelection, is that a market event? We have 15 seconds.
Yes and no. I don't think people take him seriously. I think they attribute it to senility. His own party doesn't want him. So, I just don't see him being a viable candidate in 2024.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.